This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Four times a year, we get to do this with Dave Murray. It's exclusive to the DGS, has been for years. Dave Murray's forecast for the winter. And once this is done, you can go to Dave's Facebook page and you can get it about 15, 20 minutes after the end of the segment. Dave, I'm excited.
Me too.
Yeah. Want to talk a little bit about your process, to how you do this in general?
Let's do...
The forecast today, yes.
Let's get that out of the way. Obviously, it's cold. It's windy. It's going to stay windy overnight. 35, 45 for the high tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Windy much of the day, but fading winds mid to late afternoon on Friday. Clear, cold, and calm Friday night, 32. Saturday, sunny, 52. Still kind of chilly. And Sunday, mostly sunny, and 62 for the high on Sunday. Pretty good weekend coming up.
Yeah, cool, cool. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your process.
The process is kind of a continuing thing. It moves much like my short-term weather. Once you pull away from it, and I always had trouble when I was on television going away on vacation for a week or two and not paying attention to the weather, which you kind of have to do, but then trying to get back into it. Mm-hmm. The continuity, the consistency is really important. So it's something I kind of fiddle around with every day. A lot of things I look at, ocean temperatures, air temperatures around the globe. This particular winter, a La Nina is in effect. However, I'm a little bit out on a limb on two things here. One is I don't think it's very strong. I think it's going to fade and fade quickly, and by the end of winter may not even exist anymore. So it's not a huge factor. Also, there is becoming clear a link between at least the beginning of winter and a late hurricane season. And we've had a late hurricane season, and what that means, not only for us, but for much of the nation. Those are two very important features of my forecast. Now, the catch here is that if it doesn't pan out, this thing's going to burn bad.
Okay.
But I think it's going to pan out. I really do.
I appreciate the guts. I like it. Not playing it safe.
No. I hate doing that.
Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it. Okay. December. First look at December's average high and lows are 44 for the high and 28 for the low. Just kind of keep that in mind when I start to say, above average, below average. Rainfall is about 2.5 inches. Snowfall is about 3.5 inches. Like the first couple of months of fall and even into November, there were mild to warm swings. We're going to continue to see these wild swings in temperature day and night, much of the month. Overall, I think much of the month in December, winter is going to be on hold. Now, there's a lot of cold air, very cold air, that's going to be building over Alaska and much of Canada, and with a big developing snowpack. That kind of greases the runway for this cold air to come into the United States. It's going to take a little bit of time. I do think we're going to have a little bit of an early winter cold snap in early December, kind of like a leftover from what we're seeing now, and that will continue through the Thanksgiving weekend. I don't think it's going to last very long, maybe a couple of days, and then another surge in late December, let's think after the 20th. Now, could it be one and done as far as a real cold shot? That's the big question right now, but I'm thinking when we add up the month, temperatures are going to be above average, even with a quick little cool shot early and a cool shot late. I think we'll be above average. If we don't get those short temperature drops, our temperatures could be well above average in December. No records. They're really intense in December, not expecting any huge cold, no huge warmth, so no records high or low. Moisture is going to be interesting. We always play with these atmospheric battles of the northern and the southern tracks across North America. The Alberta Clipper Track is the northern flow. The southern track out of the southwest brings those tricky southwestern storms. Both flows in play, but I don't see big-time punches from either flow. So I'm thinking rainfall and snowfall will be below average when looking at the entire month of December. Christmas forecast, white Christmas or green Christmas? I think you kind of know where I'm going here because I'm trying to push this cold snap in towards the end of December. And as a result, I'm going to go with a white Christmas in St. Louis.
Ooh.
I can't believe I'm saying it, but that's what I'm going to do.
I love it.
Well, you guys control the weather, so I mean, you know.
Well, that's true. Not supposed to tell anyone. All right, things to look for in December. The great horned owls begin courting. And you know how you can tell? You hear them hooting in the trees. That's not Dave outside late at night looking for the
looking
moon.
Looking for the moon, Dave.
Those are the great horned owls. Check out the sky. Easy to spot the winter constellation Orion. And the bald eagles start to arrive in good numbers as we go through the month of December. There you go.
Do you remember that rage in Grafton?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what was that like?
When all the eagles come out, it's actually kind of terrible because people come up specifically to watch them and then they stop their car in the middle of the river road to try to catch a glimpse. And half the time it's a hawk.
Gotcha.
So it's a little annoying.
You ever see one like close to your home?
Not like real close, but close enough to where it's like, oh, yeah, that's a bald eagle.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That
okay.
Cool.
January.
Okay. January. The average high and low 40 and 23. Average rainfall about 2.5 inches, average snowfall 5.7 inches. The key, the huge battles continue to set up as far as what was in December. The wicked cold air over Canada, right along our northern border, and the winter mild air over the bulk of the nation. We should start the new year off with a cold spell. That, of course, is if the December idea comes true, which I'm sticking to my guns on that. But I do not think that January is going to be a winter month. Weak La Nina is in play, but again, not very impressed with it. Could the late December cold snap be that one and done event? Certainly will be true in January. Temperatures will swing back and forth, very typical for us, but thinking the bulk of the month will not feel like hardcore winter. However, there should be one cold intrusion coming our way from central Canada. As a result, thinking temperatures will end up to be above average, could be well above average, as the deep cold stays in Canada and tends to release over the Great Lakes in the Northeast. Always bring up the question of a January thaw, since I'm expecting above average temperatures. I'm calling no January thaw because I think much of the January is going to be a thaw. So it's hard to pick out that, you know, any, you know, 3 or 4 day period is going to be warmer than what I'm anticipating. For records, again, powerful cold is going to be to our north, northeast. Records in the heart of winter continue to be intense. January records will be very hard to come by. Core storm track for the first 2 weeks will be well to our north, keeping the moisture and the cold air away. Anything that we see should be mainly rain. However, with that one intrusion of cold air from the north, a storm system moving out of the Texas Panhandle, leading the way for the cold air to come down, it's a one-shot deal for the snow bunnies. Let's think mid to late month in January. So one solid shot of a winter mix, rain, sleet, and ice going to all snow on the backside of that low-pressure system from the southwest as it pulls the cold air into it. Let's not talk about the exact tracks and amounts and all that stuff. That's crazy talk. Moisture, rainfall will be below average. Snowfall will also be below average, but not snow-free with that one-shot system. Things to look for in January. Look for the red-tailed hawks. Do not confuse them with the bald eagles perched along the highways. They're looking for food. Watch for chickadees feeding up and down the trees. They're little black and white and gray birds. They're really cool to watch. And beavers begin breeding in the month of January.
Right on. Nice. I like it so far.
Good for them.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Yeah.
February. Here we go. February. Average high and low, 45, 27. Average rainfall, 2.2. Average snowfall, 4.3. Okay. Going to be an interesting month in February, thinking that this will be the coldest of our winter season. Battleground is still in place, bulk of the nation staying in the winter mild, and that wicked cold air to our north focused on Canada, thinking the weak La Nina is going to fade away to nothing. As a result, my thinking, the mild air will relax just enough along two, maybe three intrusions of Arctic cold to come in from Canada. At least there's some snow bunny hope with that. Let's think cold with below average temperatures, and some record lows are possible at night, though records also very tough to come by. With that said, the entire month will not be deep cold. Temperatures will bounce. There will be mild spells, especially in the first half of the month. But surges from the north will remind us it is still very much a winter month. For moisture, the northern storm track will dip over us. We could get a system that comes screaming out of the southwest. So you know the drill. It has to link just perfectly for us, cold air and moisture. I do think we will see some linkage, though, in the month of February. So I'm looking for two to three storm systems, a mix of clippers and the southwest storms. And again, it's all about that moisture and cold combination. So rainfall near average, snowfall will be near to even a little above average. It only takes one storm system to get us past that average numbers. And I'm thinking we're going to have a good shot at that. For the winter season, of course, the snow season runs into early April. But for the 3 months of winter, December, January, February, thinking snowfall will be below average. I'm thinking a number of about 12 inches or less. The average is 16, 17 inches. So that we will see some snow. I don't think we're going to see a lot of snow. Things to look for in February, red flower buds of the silver maple swell with the first warm spell. Chickadees begin to sing. They're the first bird song of the year. And look for robins returning in large flocks. Now, there are robins that stay year-round, but the migrating robins will start to come back in February.
That is a hell of a forecast. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Me too.
I like it too. I feel good about it. I couldn't talk myself out of anything.
Nice. Very nice. What do you do when you see other people do forecasts? Do you pay attention to them?
No, I do not pay attention at all, especially leading up to it. I might hear something along the line of, hey, you know, somebody's calling for this, somebody's calling for that. I'm way out there. I think I am a little bit, again, out on the limb on a lot of features that I think could come into play, which will affect our forecast. And I don't think a lot of people are thinking that. So are you going to hear a very different forecast from a lot of people? I think you're going to hear the La Nina bandwagon going, oh, it's going to be strong, it's going to be powerful, and there won't be a winter at all. I just don't think it's a very strong La Nina this year.
Dave, where can people find the forecast after this?
It will be up in about 20 minutes or so on Facebook. All you have to do is search Dave Murray's Weather. And also, I will send it to Rachel, and she'll get it posted on the KMOX site.
Nice. Beautiful. Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.